Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We are every woman. It's all in me. And
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Do it again.
We okay.
Fangirl Central.
And we're live.
Hey, sister.
We're live.
Cool.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, girl.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Yes. Hello, listener. Hello, listener.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Amber.
And we are sisters.
Yes, born and raised.
This is Fangirl Central, the podcast. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be delving into what you were obsessed with. What did you fangirl over? Mm. And how did it psychologically affect you?
Mm. And how, present tense, is it still affecting
really,
you?
Because being a fangirl is central to our identities.
You see what
as sisters.
Did?
And we're going to get into that a little bit soon, but we just really need to emphasize the fact that being a fangirl is so central to our identities that it's like, it's not like just something that we grew up with. It's like what we are doing now
continuing. It is. You cannot separate fangirl from Amber, and you cannot separate Amber from fangirl. Same with Amanda. You cannot separate the two. They are our identity.
We do want to make a disclaimer that fangirl, when we say the word fangirl, we're saying it like it's gender neutral.
Completely gender neutral.
Because like, I feel like historically, it's been used as a derogatory term against, you know, feminine people, like
yes.
Femmes. And it just
brush us off as
dainty and stupid.
Yes.
Ridiculous, crazy.
Hysterical.
Hysterical, hysteria, mania. Like
same thing that led people to lobotomies in like, the 1900s.
No, like literally like, yes, it is a form of mania, but it's like a really cathartic form. Mm-hmm. And we might be getting off track a little. I just want to say that it is gender neutral when I say it. We're using it because we are centering specifically Black, femme, queer passion.
Yes. Fangirl Central is a safe space for all of the chaos. All of the chaos from your teen years, your 20s, however, whenever, is centered here and you can feel heard, feel seen. That's what we want to do here. That's
right.
What we
like
want to do.
It's really just central to what we do. And so we're going to be saying fangirl and central a lot. But that we just wanted to start off by saying that. So
this is so fun. I can't believe we're doing a podcast.
I know, like, I feel so strange.
Me too. I feel like I've been talking like somebody in the, like a voice in the elevator, and I'm like, what?
I feel like we're like on a radio show. We're not. We're literally in my bedroom. This is
yes.
not what my bed always looks like, but we
it
are surrounded
so
by some of the things that we love.
Can we talk about some things? Should we?
Yeah,
should
let's
we just describe
just,
some of our props.
Let's describe
to start. I know that no one can see this, but we are sitting on top of a Treat People With Kindness purple blanket with a butterfly in the middle that is a nod to Harry Styles, the singer of Treat People With Kindness, his butterfly tattoo in the middle of his tum.
And it's great that it's purple because that's your favorite color.
And it's great that it's purple.
But we are also sitting next to the poster for our short film called The Day I Didn't Meet One Direction.
And again, Harry has made an appearance in the podcast that's twice.
Well, I think we should start by describing like how Fangirl Central came to be, because it did start with the short.
Take it away.
Well, if I don't say so myself.
Right. And I also want to say, yeah, I don't know. I was going to let it go. But I want to say that we are recording this a day after Harry Styles' 29th birthday. And I just want to say
it
is really, it's insane, really.
Stop.
Okay, continue.
It's not that insane. He's only 2 years older than me. But
no, that's not what's insane.
When I was when I was 17, which was 10 years ago, which is when the short was set, I thought that he was so much older than me. Anyway, picture this. You're in 2013. It is Juneteenth. Okay? We're in Nashville, Tennessee, on like the hottest day of the summer ever.
I have my period.
Oh my God, you had your period.
It's not a light day.
We're in Nashville, Tennessee. The Take Me Home tour is tonight at Bridgestone Arena.
Tonight!
And 5 Seconds of Summer is opening up for One Direction.
Now, these are just giant Australian teen boys.
I think anyone listening to this knows who 5 Seconds of Summer is.
Right.
If you don't and you're from a fandom like, I don't know, Wednesday or Avatar, The Last Airbender, Lord of the Rings.
Why is that Lord of the Rings?
Because I love Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Doctor Who, anything about that.
Anything that doesn't know what 5 Seconds of Summer is, they were tall Australian teenagers. But they're not teenagers though.
Okay.
I just want to emphasize these boys were really
they are extremely beautiful. Tall. Anyway, Louis Tomlinson found 5 Seconds of Summer and was like, let's bring them on our tour in 2013. Because
he Scooter Braun'd them.
Lads.
In fact.
What?
He Scooter Braun'd them.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he found
Except
them on
Scooter
YouTube.
Braun wasn't like a singer.
No.
But anyway, Louis took them from the clutches.
Scooter.
We're really getting off topic here. He took them from the clutches of Australia, slapped them onto the Take Me Home tour. And what me and Amber did was we were going to try to track all of the members of One Direction using Twitter update accounts.
And you know the ones I'm talking about. I'm talking 1D Update, Worldwide 1D. I'm talking 1D boys, British boys, where are they?
Everyone,
all of it.
And so there was insiders in Nashville and they were like, oh, they're staying here. They're here. We stayed at the Sheraton Hotel because that's where One Direction had stayed the year prior.
On the Up All Night tour.
But when we got there, we found out that 5 Seconds of Summer was staying there instead.
Those Australian teams.
And so we were like, let's take our chance. Let's stay here and wait for them. And we have no idea who they are. We had only seen their keeks. We didn't know any of their music. I mean, the only things they had out were like...
Try Hard, Heartbreak Girl, that whole EP.
Gotta get out.
Unpredictable.
And so we had never heard their music. We were trying to memorize it in the car. But anyway.
They had fun, charming personalities on those keeks. They were funny.
And they were my age. Like all of them are my age, except for Ashton, who's also Harry Styles' age. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is just backstory. But this is where we find ourselves here at the beginning of this short. Me and Amber played ourselves at
age
15 and 17. We wear wigs. We're wearing the same clothes what we were wearing on that day. It's called The Day I Didn't Meet One Direction. We're sweating our asses off trying to find Harry Styles.
We're delusional.
And
we're delirious.
I'm not going to spoil the short because I do want you to go and see it. It's on YouTube. We did not meet One Direction, but we did meet somebody else. And if you don't know who it is, then I'm sorry to that man.
And I'm not going to spoil it either, but I want to say that the amount of times that Amanda and I recounted this day to each other annually was a lot. And so the last time we did it was what, 20... Sometime
it
in the pandemic.
2020.
It was 2020.
Thanksgiving 2020.
We were like, let's just stop and write a script and let's just do this and record this for ourselves like a home movie so that we have this in our clutch forever and ever and we can remember all the details.
Yeah, we just need to lock this into into frame by frame.
Like, we literally need to make immortalize this.
Yeah, like, we kept on recounting the day. Now we can just go watch it.
Yeah, so you can go watch it. That was, like, kind of the beginning. When we made that, we were like, because I'm a writer, director, mostly, and Amber was, like, just getting into acting and stuff, and we were like...
Which is such a loose description of what Amber was doing. Amber was not getting that much into acting. She took one Zoom acting class.
You had me put you on tape a few times.
Okay.
So I was like, let's play ourselves. And I was like, oh, don't mind if I do. I'll be myself. I'm not much of an actor. I haven't acted in 10 years. And so it was a shock to me. Also, our mom's in it. She's playing herself.
We went method. As soon as we touched down in Nashville, it was as if we were 15 and 17.
It was really fun. And it sparked this thing with us. Like, when we screened it to all of our friends, people were like, oh shit, like, I'm not a One Direction fan, but I have this with XYZ fandom. Mm-hmm. I have this, like, our mothers
ranged all ages, like our mom's coworkers, our friends of friends.
Our mom's coworker, who, let me tell you this, a French woman, mm-hmm, said, I waited in line in a car. I camped out in a car for like 2 weeks to see this French actor at the Cannes Film Festival in the 80s. And she was like, I understand you. I see you. And right. I was like, I thought everybody was going to think we're like insane.
It really just pulled out stories from everybody to just be like, oh, you know what? I understand the hysteria. And it was like, it was comforting.
It was comforting. And I think that like it re-sparked this fangirl energy in me that I hadn't really fostered or like watered or like loved in a while. Like I feel like we've been like this our entire lives. Like when I saw Raven Simone for the first time, not in the Cosby Show. If you can't see, if you're listening to this on audio, I'm sort of doing a little bit of a grimace for mentioning the Cosby Show. when I saw a teenage Raven Simone.
Oh my gosh. And when you say that, I immediately imagine her in purple. Isn't that crazy? That purple outfit with her curly hair.
She is such a goddess. I can't even say she is the moment. And she has always been. She's a queer icon.
She is chaos.
She was also a fangirl. Like the Boys in Motion.
Boys, we are the boys in motion.
I had never seen myself on the TV in such a specific way. And I was like, whatever she's doing, I'm all about it. I have 4 Avatar The Last Airbender posters in here.
Yes. Like, and to talk about Avatar The Last Airbender, a man and I went delirious watching all three seasons of Avatar The Last Airbender in like 2011 when it came on Netflix. I'm so sorry, pardon me, because also dates are really important. 2010, it was the summer of 2010, and we were binging Avatar The Last Airbender.
And can I say that
the AC, is that what you're about to say?
Yes, our AC was out every single summer.
Our skin was peeling from our leather couches. Summer, like, we were having passed out naps of heat.
Because we watched it when it was on, but
we never finished it. We never got to Zuko's hair.
We never got to Zuko's hair.
And that was something that we all had to deal with when we were, let me go ahead and say that we were 12 and 14 at this point, and we grew with that gang. We were 12, or I was 12, but
I was 14,
age,
yeah.
And you were Zuko's, Sokka's. And then we ended up, we watched it like every summer. It ended up being, 16, Zuko's age. And that was the last year we were relatable.
Well, I mean, I watch it and I'm still relate to them.
No, same. I just mean age-wise.
It's just like the way that we consume media has never changed. Like,
it's never been casual.
It's just the way that we live and breathe. Like, we cannot do anything any other way. Like, I did like a viewing party with my friends for High School Musical 3, and I just about passed out. I just about passed away when Zac Efron's face was on the screen.
Zac Efron on the big screen in 2008 in the theater was really insane.
Let's take a moment of silence.
And that was for Zac Efron on the big screen in 2008 in High School Musical 3.
It was like High School Musical, Hannah Montana. And we're going to do an episode where we rank all of our fandoms, and it's going to be extremely difficult.
It's going to be extremely difficult. I don't even know how we're going to do it.
Fandom is extremely different as like a Black person a girl and a queer person. And we happen to be all three. We grew up in Memphis, Tennessee at an all-girls school. I went there for 13 years. Amber went there for 15 years. And like, we were so weird. And I don't think I realized how weird we were because I was like still trying to fit in and still trying to seem cool. But like my version of like trying to get the popular girls to think I was cool was like, hey, do you know the work this out dance? We got work.
Yeah, and nobody's perfect. Work,
and like the nobody's perfect dance. I don't need boys. I have Zac Efron.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I have Joe Jonas.
It was a sense of escapism where like that's exactly how I felt in middle school. Yes. But just to go back to One Direction, they literally got... Are we allowed to curse on this podcast? We haven't had this discussion.
Yes.
They got a bitch through high school. They got a bitch through high school. I did not care about any event in high school. Now, I said I didn't care about any social event in high school because I had a plan with myself to get home, get on Tumblr, and see what happened. What press did One Direction do today? What paparazzi pictures happened? It was escapism. I'm Amber, not saying this is the healthiest thing in the world, but I'm saying that's what it was. This is the truth.
Amber would like any every single paparazzi picture she would download to her phone. Like every single picture.
It could be one step difference. Like Harry walking out of the Starbucks. One is the left foot in front. Next is the right foot in front. Save. And then maybe save another one in between. Save all of them. I had, before my computer crashed, 20,000 photos on my iPhoto. And I can confidently say that only maybe 4,000 were like personal friends and family. And the other 16,000 were One Direction.
And if you want to see more of this, just go see watch the One Direction short. That type of escapism is what I think is crucial to people who are of marginalized identities. Like, fandom is queer and it is like different and unique. And that's why, like, during the summers of like all my entire high school years, when I got a Tumblr, I was like, where has this been all my life? Because I was like trying to make message boards about High School Musical when I was in fifth grade.
Oh my God,
that
right.
None of my friends wanted to be on, or like going on My Life is Twilight.
Or like Miley's World, the chat rooms.
I still have a friend that I met from being a BBC Sherlock fan on Tumblr in 2011. Glee made me realize I was gay, kinda.
Yeah.
Like Glee made me be like, the Church of Christ? They're kinda wrong.
Right. No, yes. And that was me and Degrassi. I was like, what do you mean? Talking about the different marginalized groups, the intersectionalities that the boxes we tick. Black, woman, queer. Fandom has a different way, is different through all three of those lenses. Like, there's a lot of, like, queer things going on when you look at the, like, One Direction tags. I'm sorry. And then you also have like black fangirls like really trying to find themselves in meet and greet photos when you look at those tags.
Right.
And then just as a woman, as a child girl.
I mean, you're
feeling something and you don't know where to go. So you just go to a concert and scream it out.
We went to Comic-Con. We were in Hall H for Marvel Studios. And then we drove our little asses onto a One Direction concert.
Onto a One Direction concert. The first concert in the American leg that they had, that Zayn was not there. And it was devastating. Sorry, I don't want to bring down the mood, but it was devastating.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I am a 26-year-old woman, and I read fan fiction most nights.
Yep.
Like, and I also spend over $200 to be in the pit for Harry Styles.
Yes.
And I also sobbed. For the first time ever at a concert, I've never, my entire life as a fangirl, never sobbed at a concert until the Jonas Brothers got back together.
Oh my gosh. The brothers, oh, we have, first mention of the Jonas Brothers in the podcast. Joe Jonas. I had a cardboard cutout of Joe Jonas. It was the same photo shoot that they did for the Jonas promo shoot. That's the Disney Channel series, Jonas. Where their last name isn't Jonas.
Terrible series.
It's not.
It's a terrible their series.
Their band name is Jonas.
They live on the street, Jonas. They live on Jonas Street.
Oh, is that what it was? See, I blocked it out. But anyways, Joe was everything to me. I thought that we were going to get married. I used to tell everybody, you know what? We're 9 years apart. When I'm 20 and he's 29, we were going to get married because then we'd be in the same age decade.
Well, now we have to deal with the fact that he's married to somebody my age.
Right. And that was a loss for me, but I'm so happy for them.
It's great.
I really am. I'm not being sarcastic.
I think that they're really hot couple.
Yeah. And they have a baby now.
Don't they have two?
What?
They have two.
Who?
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. They have two children.
Since when?
Since like last year, she was pregnant again.
Can I say something? I'm not like a fangirl of necessarily Spy Kids or Meghan Trainor, but I want to comment on their baby's hair. They have the cutest little redheaded baby with glasses. The cutest little baby looks like Chucky from Rugrats. The cutest child in the world.
What do you mean you're not a Spy Kids fangirl?
I like Isle of Dreams.
I love.
I like the first one, actually.
But
I don't care about the third one.
The third one has Elijah Wood in it. He's the guy.
I don't care about the third one at all. I also hated that they had Adventures of Sharkboy and Lava Girl, and it seemed like they were marketing that they were the same actors, and I tried to convince my tiny little brain that they were, and then I was like, okay, they are not.
They did not market
that's
that
not,
it was the same actors. We were just babies, and we thought it was the same woman.
Oh.
And we thought it was Alexa Vega. And it's also Robert
is that what happened?
Rodriguez. So it's the same like vibe. Mm. Tune in for when we rank our fandoms because it's going to be very difficult. But the thing that we want to say to wrap this up and then we'll head on to the audience segment is that we are every woman. It's all in me. And
I'm so sorry. Do it again.
We are every woman. It's all in we. Because we're every type of fangirl. We can, if you have reason to love something, I will get on board with you.
I understand. I will always understand the hysteria. If you say that you have to do something because... What literally whatever connection to whatever fandom, whatever they could be, it could be.
Somebody could say,
I am so obsessed with
horses. When somebody could say, I'm so I'm obsessed with horses, I'm a horse girl.
And I'd be like, I get it. I understand.
I understand the love for something, like unabashed love for anything. Mm-hmm. And I understand that like people know that you can get obsessed with anything. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think people respect it enough.
No, people don't respect it. And I want to say also that with growth, even I have started to respect it more because the fandoms that I am like, I'm not sure. I personally don't like it. So I'm not sure what you're seeing. I have grown to just be like, whatever they're seeing, it's connecting with them.
Go on.
And I respect it.
Go on.
Fully. Like, I'm like, go off and literally cry about it.
So
scream about it.
We asked our audience, which type of fangirl are you? Again, gender neutral. And the choices were concert camper, fanfic writer slash reader,
Twitter stan
slash Tumblr girly. Which I understand that those are two different things, but there was not enough space on the Instagram poll.
Also, you can go ahead and marry those. They are very different things, but we should actually have a full discussion about like Twitter stan versus Tumblr girly because
I do not identify with stan. I would like to say that.
I don't identify with stan either. I don't identify with Tumblr. I don't understand. I don't identify with girly.
And the last one. Okay. The last option is Comic Con nerd. So these are the things. These are the options. And obviously we are all four of these.
We are. Five. And that's why we even thought of them, honestly.
So number one, Twitter stan slash Tumblr girly. Which I guess I understand.
That's because we're on Instagram.
But it's also like the least embarrassing if you think about it. Number two, embarrassing in air quotes.
Yeah. Because this is a safe space.
Number two is fan fiction writer slash reader. Bold. And then tied for third was concert camper and Comic Con nerd.
And that makes sense. That makes complete sense.
And I would like to say that all of these are valid.
You better go to Comic-Con and you better find yourself some nerd friends.
You better go to Comic-Con. And then I did ask a follow-up question. It was, what is the wildest thing you ever did when you were a fangirl? And
ooh.
I'm going to read some out.
Do it. I'm excited because I didn't look at these.
Somebody said, literally camped out for Harry tickets just to be an hour late. FML.
Oh, baby. That's really sad.
That's so depressing.
I empathize with you.
It's so depressing.
I really empathize with you.
Because we have been there. We tried to like rush down to Amoeba to get tickets. It was probably Amoeba.
Please.
This is what she's probably talking about.
Please. I don't want to even talk about that day.
We can't talk about it.
Devastation.
Somebody said, I've been more than 10 hours on a line.
What? Like in line?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
I understand too. What's our record at?
24 hours.
That was Comic Con.
Marvel Studios in Hall H at Comic Con.
Before Avengers Age of Ultron.
It doesn't matter what it was because honestly, I hate that movie.
Okay, yeah, but it is important to mention that Amanda caught the rose that Robert Downey Jr. literally threw directly from his hand.
Yeah, and that was when Chris Evans was dancing too.
Ooh, Chris Evans.
Somebody says Jonas Brothers fanfic girl. That's what she identifies as.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, touched Nick's butt at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Uh-oh. That's we must tread lightly with this one. Moving on.
Okay. Someone says, there's two more answers. Someone says, Doctor Who midnight premiere in my TARDIS dress.
Oh.
Go on, girl.
I love that I know what a TARDIS is. Every single time someone says it, I know what it is. And I want to watch Doctor Who.
It's so much. But if you do, I'll watch it with you. Okay. That was our friend Danny. Danica Lyle.
Oh, hey,
Shout
Danny.
Out, Danny.
Remember when I cried the Christmas episode?
Which one?
Whatever Christmas episode, something happened and I just
started. Was it a grandfather?
It was with Matt Smith. It was when he was there. Oh. And I had no idea what was going on, but something sentimental happened and I started crying. You're like, you've never seen this show. Do you remember that?
I barely do.
Oh my goodness.
There's a lot of crying going on in our house in the 2010s. And then lastly, I think this is the wildest. It takes the cake.
Mm-mm.
My friend moved across the street from Rob and Kay Stu's house and we'd watch them.
I mean, that's just.
Now we need to unpack now whether your friend moved across the street on purpose in order to watch them, because then that's crossing a boundary.
Yes, because I was about to say toxically, that's just a human right. But no, it isn't.
Oh, my God.
It It was a reflex. I am healing and growing.
We are always healing and growing and learning and changing.
But no, I mean,
I would
no,
do the same.
But honestly, listen, we have stared out the window at our neighbors. And if our neighbors happen to be Robin K. Stew, I've actually never called her that.
Me neither.
Why wouldn't I stare out the window to them too?
I feel like K. Stew is a very white
thing to do. Yes.
I just call her Kristen Stewart. Full.
Mm-hmm.
Respect her.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
Beautiful. Well, put that back on. Turn on your iPad. Because I want to say one last statement. This podcast is about to be a fun blast from the past.
And the present.
And what could possibly come in the future. We're all going to just, you know, be one big, crazy brain cell.
We love you all for listening to the end. If you did, follow us on fangirl.central at Instagram.
If you're in the LA area, keep an eye out for our appearances. Sometimes we do little dances sometimes.
We have a musical review called Disney Vortex. It's coming back in April and May at the Elysian Theater. Be on the lookout.
Bolo! That was my impression of our mother.
Oh my God.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.